up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking. Time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way.
Maybe wake up everybody, it's the Parker Pathways on Sunday, September 23, 2007. This is a live show, and this is Dr. Wynn Parker. Wake up, everybody. And what we have for today is a full show. We, as we usually do, is going to be a lot of processes of understanding where we are in the great big mix that's out there in the world. We have today is Saudi Arabia National Day in Saudi Arabia. And the reason that's very important is because they're making a constitutional change for how they're going to participate in the next world war. And that's in Sadah, Saudi Arabia, where the conference is occurring as we speak. At the same time, we have an Iranian leader wanting to go to ground zero, going to speak in front of the Columbia University folks tomorrow. Liftoff on his plane from last night was a big banner, down with America, and of course he's let the press release out that he just wants to be our friend. And at the same time, as the National Day of Saudi Arabia is taking place, the sign-off deal for the purchase of the NASDAQ stock market by Dubai in Saudi Arabia is being discussed, and the plan is to buy a piece of the NASDAQ stock exchange by Tuesday of our time. However, there is also another deal on the Persian Gulf Emirate at Qatar to buy part of the London Stock Exchange. And the competition that's going on is to try to, NASDAQ wants to sell part of its own stock market so it can buy the Nordic exchange operator OMX, and this is out this is in the in Sweden, and of course this is all part of the global controls of syndicated loans, processes of movement of money under several different kinds of world banks that will consolidate into OMX. And this will mean that approximately 31% of all currency in the world will be electronically transferred and owned by only two nations. And, of course, the this is happening as we speak on air. The Sheikh Ahmed Bakafi al-Attai is the main player to try to buy part of the London Stock Exchange, and then the Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Pakerman in Dubai is jostling for the New York Stock Exchange. After we come back from the break, we can have some calls, and we're going to proceed with some very difficult subjects.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust attack. just war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who as roaring lions go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker. And I wanted to finish up the concept that of the Saudi Arabians wanting to buy up a part of the London Stock Exchange and the New York Stock Nasdaq selling in, want to get into the Swedish market. And these are all bond and currency manipulations that are all tied into other things that don't look like they connect, but they do. The Syrians are being talked with by North Korea. That is also occurring at the same time today. And this is a, a suspicious that concept that they're dealing with in terms of saying, well, it might be the exchange of nuclear material to develop a nuclear bomb in Syria. In other words, North Korea, as their concept is working through to make these decisions, act as if no one knows anything, that actually, you know, they're just in the nuclear material selling business. And the only reason they shut down their nuclear plants was to get $20 million out of a bank somewhere that the United States had sequestered for several years. But $20 million is 43 minutes of deals that, that North Korea makes with Russia in 43 minutes. So really don't believe that. The idea of Syria and North Korea and what they're trying to do is based on the idea of how to develop deuterium, which is heavy water, which is necessary to make nuclear bombs. And, of course, Iran has already made their deal with Syria, and that was made, as best as anyone can tell from the situation, Rome, in Washington, is that that was made by, that was 2 weeks ago. So the whole thing comes down to the fact that it all is based on the idea that making of the heavy water necessary for making the nuclear bombs is the issue. And these are one of the aspects that the Iranian dictator is going to be talking about at the United Nations. And all, and from best that I can tell, it's right out of the Sustainable Development Agenda 21 concept of and that Iran is working with. And the whole process here of it just is a rumor. It's just a rumor that floats around, but no one knows when we're going to be going to war with Iran. But some say a couple of years. Other people say in a few months. But I have maintained on the show for some time in the past year that I've been on air that the next war is going to have its key ingredient is going to be water. Water is essential for the whole process to make it work. Russia detonated a non-nuclear bomb, but one of the largest bombs that had ever been made by mankind that's been exploded on the Earth. They're planning another one, and they're sending a message. They have their war maneuvers that are going over and into the various countries. China is making their deal this week with Russia for essentially exchange of nuclear material and product. So that's going on all at the same time. So in one part of the world, it's a day behind in time, and another part of the world in time, in real time, it's a day ahead of time. But the timing that just by serendipity, when the Iranian dictator is in the United Nations, when he is speaking, all of these transactions that I've mentioned, Dubai, China and Russia, North Korea with Syria, are all taking place at the same time. And why the race to make it all happen by the end of this coming week, I do not know. But I can tell you that the future of our civilization depends on this week. And this brings me to something that I have two issues that I want to have before the break, but I don't believe I'll get to them all. But I want to make a reminder as to why Parker Pathways is very important as part of my principle giving knowledge that you're not going to find on an electronic computer or somewhere it's going to be else. There's a lot of these different dots are just not connected correctly, and that's what Parker Pathways is about. But there's something else that's going on. It has always been my principle that the human species is dying on this planet, and for real, there's a species extinction going on, and it's all being masked and covered up by other subjects. One of them is global warming. Another one is basically diversions to avoidance subjects, of which I could give a complete list, but I won't do. The whole thing comes down to the issue is that I've talked about it on many shows on real-world gene systems that have to be supplemented by stem cells and conceptual ideas that have to be done to take care of those kind of problems, research that has to go in that direction in order for us to save our species. It's not some glamour story. It happens to be the fact that our soil is contaminated, our water and our air is contaminated for real, and we have people in the world that just think it's wonderful to have zero population growth. Think tanks are set up around the country and have been for nearly 45 years and longer to determine how to have what I call the economy of scale, which is accurately depicted in many formidable and scholarly think tank projects on how to keep the population at zero population in the Paul Ehrlich concept. And so, and then you have now the latest concept of the discussion of war games at the Hoover Institute in Stanford, which will be going on for the next year. And in the process of all of this, I maintain, stand for it, that the fact that the real situation is our gene pool is being depleted by various form of immunological disorders, concepts of how we develop our adaptation of our gene pool in a way that makes some sense to try to survive, but is slowly being eroded and changed and mutated. And that's always been my point. There's a threat to the biodiversity of this planet, and global warming is the pimple on the rear end of the problem. Everybody makes a big thing about the fact of being green and developing this. You could do anything you would like and change that 1 centimeter of temperature over the last 1 million years that have been measured from the borehole studies from the ocean and from the rest of the earth, and it does. And it's a pimple on the rear end of the problem that I'm talking about. It's a concept that there's a threat to the biodiversity on this planet. And the whole thing is there's at least 30,000 species who disappear every year. Every year on this planet, 30,000, and because of human activity. And the whole thing comes down to the fact that the replacement of those species, and there are more that are being discovered, there are approximately 5,000 species that are being discovered every year that people didn't even know about. But the whole thing is no gene pool is generating, except for the new species, which are in pocket areas in the world, either in the ocean, the bottom of the ocean, some parts of the earth that are changing, and in terms of geography and other processes that are going on. All these things are affecting our gene pool. And I just want to remind the audience that the point of Parker Pathways is to bring in the medical observations and interpretation in a way of help. And the other side of the coin are the legal opinions that affect our very life, which is why I want to make these constitutional change. I have a constitutional amendment to the Constitution that we have a right to vote what goes in our food, water, and medical protocols. And the idea that we must have a grand jury system in this country for the science and technology. And I'm going, before this show is over, I'm going to be discussing that again. Every show I talk about it. You may not think it's romantic, or you might not think it's glorious, or we're not talking about Britney Spears' performance, or O.J. Simpson, or the rest of it. But we have five major events happening as this show is on air, and I've told you about it. Dubai, and the concept of the thing, and the China-Russia meeting, Iran presenting its case in front of the United Nations for world domination, and the concept of even the potential of having the Iranian dictator go to ground zero and place a wreath at ground zero, and the concept of and there are people in this country who go for this, who go for it, just as if history hasn't happened. It's a very interesting process, and no one can sell me differently. I know who that guy is from Iran. He was one of the photographs we had to know during the hostage crisis when Carter was president. No one can fool me, but the State Department says no. We'll come back after the break and we'll get to work.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and I want to mention doing some house cleaning on the thing and get everything laid out. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. My email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. And if you leave your name there and indication of things, so I can also get back to you, I'll give you my hard copy address. The RBN, site is republicbroadcasting.org, and there all the information there on listening and supporting the station is on the homepage. Plus my expose in the year 2003 on chloramine causes collateral health damage, and of course the interactions that occur with the subject matter, myself and yourself, will be approached, and any of the questions that I can answer, I answer. I get a lot of material coming at me, and I cover everybody that I can. And some of the people that haven't heard from me for a while is not because I've ignored you. Is the fact that I'm catching up to you, because it would take me two people alone just to cover the amount of information that's given to me by the listeners who have questions and the rest of it that goes with it. I want to get back to this one this point, which I call that has to do with voting and the process of knowledge. I was mentioning a few minutes ago before the break a concept of the biodiversity being masked by all kinds of other subjects, and human species are dying on this planet. There isn't any question about it. But and on top of this, to help this along, to try to get some positiveness to the whole thing, the people that run for office are not versed, in my opinion, in science. There isn't any scientific literacy that makes any sense to me at all. There are people who make statements that the Earth was formed 6,000 years ago, or the United States has already invented everything that they're going to invent, or we get comments from Hillary Clinton, for instance, is a perfect example of really lack of science and medical literacy based upon the health care plan. And the other health care plans are not that much better either, but I do have some comments on what has a possibility to really work, but it's not going to make people very happy. The whole problem, science is... it helps us make predictions that really control our destiny, and the concept that the what I call guideposts that are really necessary to make decisions that can help save our human condition on this planet. And I'm very serious about this. I consider it a major. It's a tenant, it's a paria, it's a process by which it should be at the top of the pyramid of the knowledge base. And there's more to that. Any aspect of evolutionary theory, for instance, is incompatible with the truth of creation. As a statement in the New York Times this week, it should be just automatically rejected. That is pure. It's again an example of how to guide the process of human destiny based upon ignorance. And I'm using the word ignorance completely and understandably. And anybody who wishes to take me up further on that are welcome to contact on the show and work with it. A good example would be. People want to be green about buildings and saying, well, have an eco-friendly building. You could have an energy-related carbon dioxide emission, let's say a 30%, but you could cut that amount of carbon dioxide in an eco-building by about 30%. By just using the existing technologies we have now. And the reason they're not being used is because, for this reason, because of scientific ignorance and process of how information is promoted for one's own agenda. And I've always maintained that the process of health and health care is based upon what we eat and drink, and how the politicians govern that, which I've talked on many shows, and that affects health care as well. We'll come back at the other end of the break and begin discussing the other aspect of political ignorance.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is Parker Pathways. Dr. Wynn Parker, and I want to make a observation point about two events that also are going on. That have to do with Washington, D.C. The idea of the District of Columbia having a Voting Rights Act so that the development of the Congress being their city council can be legalized has another implication. It always was that the Congress was a city council of Washington, D.C., and I can remember in December of year 2002 when I first heard about the deteriorated pipes in Washington, D.C. and the increased abortions. They were 16% higher than they normally were in terms of the town. And there were a couple people in the EPA. There was a fellow by the name of Mark Edwards who was a real pioneer in working for the EPA, talking about the increased abortions from the water and that the people were drinking. And it was not only more from the tap, but it was also from the chloramine that had been added. Of course, he eventually was released from his job as a EPA consultant, which is very unheard of even then. But the whole process is that they still haven't figured it. You know, they haven't done anything about Washington, D.C., in terms changing the chemical concentration of the water. In fact, the government's even added more chemicals. They give water bottles out of water and hand water bottles out to people. And of course, the town, who do they go to? Do they go to Congress and say, well, I'm being poisoned, you know? The abortion rate has gone down some in Washington, D.C., but this is a perfect example. This is a perfect example of what I'm talking about a grand jury of science and technology in the United States of America. And this presents me a very interesting point, is that the grand jury of science and technology is doable, and I'm asking the United States of America population to get wise to it. I've written the legal principle for it, and I plan to come out with this legal principle in print. Right now, the framework for doing this exists. There are six states that allow a citizen to petition for grand juries. The states are Kansas, and Nebraska, Nevada, New Mexico, North Dakota, Oklahoma. Now, what I've done is written out the legal principle to apply this nationally, and this means that citizen can solicit in a petition to have a grand jury. There are statutory requirements, but there are a minimum number of signatures that are different in each kind of in each state, and there will be different processes on the petition that I have in mind for the United States of America to have a grand jury for science and technology. The process of a grand jury is that you can use it as a law enforcement tool against bureaucracies that make decisions that affect our science and technology and harm us. A grand jury actually has an investigative access to records. They can have testimony of witnesses. They can confidentially look at medical records. They can access DNA without really having to first accuse anyone of a crime. And in these particular states, there's a model for this in terms of how you do that. And the real issue here, too, it saves a judge time on indictments that would be required if it was filed in a complaint. Now, I've taken this one step further and made this a peer review system. And also, this goes against various groups like that are in the United States of America that are trying to promote poisons in the water. There are a couple in California. There's one group there, Concerned Citizens Group, that have a bogus website. There are other kinds of groups. There's one in New York, in a small town in New York, which is promoting what I was talking about earlier in the show, information that promotes ignorance in science. The process of this on the citizen petition to form a grand jury, I think, is really appropriate in another way that I didn't quite count on when I first went out the door with this idea of a new legal principle to have a grand jury of science and technology in America. And that is that what we're dealing with in this country, again, is scientific ignorance in terms of the bioterrorist environment that we live in, and also the way bureaucracies manipulate information, and the way they manipulate the information, for instance, to try to convert you to use reusable water as part of an ancillary water supply, saying it's going to make more potable water for you. never realizing, you know, and ignoring and not telling the public that these processes are in aquifers. They're in systems. And anyone who doesn't believe that is again, looking at scientific protocols that either being hidden from them, or as a lot of the senators are saying about talk show hosts, they're talking about things without complete information. The complete information the senators don't have. They're the ones that promote this bogus concept of manipulation of science and statistics so that they can promote such baloney aspects of socialized medicine, socialized healthcare, socialized industrial complexes that they want to promote. And I'm going to read you from my original Chloramine Causes Collateral Health Damage, which was published and has been translated in 4 foreign languages. It was published, the original one, was published on April 27th, 2004. And you can see an excerpt of this on the RBN homepage, Chloramine Causes Collateral Health Damage. And but I'm going to read to you, three paragraphs from Chloramine Causes Collateral Health Damage, which started the national expose. And this is a very lengthy article, but I'm only going to read 3 paragraphs. Okay, and I'm thinking, now the paragraph reads. Hemodialysis patients, this is what I wrote, hemodialysis patients have a special consideration not to have chloramine in their blood. They could die immediately and in minutes, yes. Now, chloramine, of course, is the addition of ammonia to water. Water has a conductivity as a molecule that changes out the ammonia to these other trihalomethane or these products that the government is forcing states to use. And the chronic kidney disease causes the organs to slowly lose their ability to filter waste out of the bloodstream. Many of the 20 million people estimated to have kidney disease do not know it. The Public Utility Commission is asking humans to be a human processing plant for the chloramine in the body. Charcoal filters cannot take out the nitrogen and the ammonia, and the Public Utilities Commission is requesting human processing plant, which is us, can bioaccumulate the nitrogen toxins from the impaired kidney. Now, those three paragraphs, to give you a breakdown, first of all, the unions in the United States of America, particularly in water districts, particularly in their employees, attacked me nationally for the statement that many of the 20 million people estimated to have kidney disease do not know it. They tried to work me over for a year and a half in the national arena. And last Tuesday, the Kidney Dialysis and the Kidney Foundation acknowledged that I was correct. They say that there's 1 in 9 United States adults that have chronic kidney disease. I knew that, but finally they worked it out that they had to admit that they didn't. They had all that process they went through. The word bioaccumulation since that time, since I exposed this nationally, the Public Utilities Commissions and the Water Associations of the United States of America spent $8 million against me for determining that chloramine was not to be rejected as killing us. And a little at a time in secondary diseases, of which we're still needs a lot of research to show the death rate, the early death rate. The average death rate now in America is running 30, if you're 30 years of age to 50 years of age, you now have a 70% chance to die in your bed, on a walker machine in a gym, or somewhere where your heart isn't developing the right electrolyte balance. That is what I was talking about at the beginning of the show our human species is slowly being immunologically damaged. Well, the word bioaccumulation has now been accepted as a forensic legal term in forensic law. And the bioaccumulation of, as I write here in the chloramine causes cloud health damage, the bioaccumulation of amine toxins and secondary cancer products are going to accumulate even in the various dosages of ammonia to chlorine in the drinking water. The key word there, dosages, and the government wants to control the dosage. So their process of this is if they control the dosage, they control the population. And the whole thing comes down to the fact it's very important for you to understand something, that if you have 20 million people at risk, many unaware of having chronic kidney disease, it means that essentially that chronic kidney disease is preventable. And the whole and the public is being absolutely manipulated on grand scales here, because I've talked about many of the concepts of ethnic divisions of chemistry in the body. And right now, it's estimated that 1.5% of the total health care expenditures in the United States of America is for chronic kidney disease. 1.5%. And we're talking here about 1.5% of $1 trillion is what we're talking about. Now, a mild kidney disease could cause death, and this can increase actually the cardiovascular system and cardiovascular disease. And cardiac deaths estimated from kidney failures are it's estimated that it's about 48%. 48% of cardiac death from kidney imbalances from impurity in the body. And just think about that. So the remaining years that a person has for survival is gauged on the amount, not when the diagnosis is made, but based upon the projection of how the whole body is affected by infections and potential malignancies that are in the body and those gene structures. So that's a very important point. And the whole thing, and this is why I'm so against the way the water is being treated and the recycled water in the irrigation system, and so which is irrigating our food. This isn't some just sort of speculation. The increase of the retention of salt, the increases in the urinations at night, and the concept of retaining fluid in the body is all influenced by the fact of what we eat and drink and how we determine those particular aspects of things in terms of, we'll call it a basic structure of the human gene signal that's being changed. So what we have is a situation where chloramine causes cloud health damage has now been taken as an acceptable theme against the people that want to have us go back to chlorine. And chlorine causes breast cancer and also the osteomyelitis, and increases with chloramine of osteomyelitis and all these peer review studies that I've reviewed on this subject go all the way up to 1998. And that's when the government stopped doing the studies nationally. Now, I have a tip for you on how you can find out the effect of how your kidney is functioning properly for you. It's called the glomerular filtration rate, the GFR. When you go to a physician and you want to know the measurement of what the creatinine level is in the blood, you ask the physician to do the creatinine level in the blood. Normally, that's on a regular blood panel. But what you ask for is this calculation. It's a mathematical calculation called glomerular filtration rate. And what you're trying to find is the measurement of how well your kidneys are filtering the waste product. And it's the best method, really, for measuring kidney function. And it's really calculated from the blood creatinine, your age, your race, and your gender, because men react differently than women in this filtration system of the kidney. I've talked about that many times, and also the different ethnic groups involved in different filtration rates, too. And that's a separate show. That is very important. And there are five stages of the chronic disease of kidneys. There are five stages. Well, you have your normal damage. You have damage that is mild, a little more mild or severe, and then kidney failure to go on dialysis. But I'm giving you a life-saving tip. You ask for your glomerular filtration rate from the creatinine when you go and get your lab work done. We'll come back at the other end of the break, and we'll finish this discussion.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
This is Parker Pathways. Dr. Wayne Parker, and I wanted to, there's a lot more that can be discussed about the glomerular filtration rate that you need to ask when you get your lab work done from the creatinine level in your blood. On this 20 million people population that can have kidney disease and not even know it, there is another aspect inside of that that I need to mention. And it has to do with the idea of the human species being slowly dying on this planet. That's 20 million people that are not stationary. That's a pool. So in other words, the estimated death from stage one is about of death is about 11 million. Stage three, 7.5 million. Stage four, 400,000. And stage five on kidney dialysis is about 300,000 people from that 20 million. But it stays out in the 20 million. What the question is what happened to all those 20 million people in the original pool? See, most of them died. One half of them died from stage one alone of kidney disease. So, and it's estimated estimated out, and that's just in this country, and that's from the contamination, the process of the kidney being damaged by fluids. And it's estimated out by the age 80, only 40% of the kidneys functioning. So you have to look at all this in a long-term basis, a fact of how you can develop this process to be able to protect yourself. And there's angiostatin drugs that are specific for the kidney, but you need to avoid all amine drugs, the nephrotoxic drugs, which are aminoglycosides, and that I talk about in chloramine causes glial health damage in the original article. And you have to avoid dye studies, especially when you're doing MRIs. Of course, they'll look for that in terms of increased protein as well in the urine. And the damage in the body can be minimized if you know the glomerular filtration rate from the contaminants in the water, such as bone disease, and where you have a decrease of vitamin D, and you need hormones to build up that vitamin D process. And the other aspect, of course, is malnutrition of the body. Is not getting enough of the right balance of nutrients. And then, of course, you have the metabolic acidosis. And this is when the body becomes acid, and you have other detections that you need to make in the lab. Where I did a whole show on that about last year. So the metabolic bone disease and the concept of vitamin D supplements are recommended for the lower part of the calcium, but it's really based on phosphorus. So the phosphorus retention needs to be done by dietary phosphorus, which you can get into various foods. There is a good reference for you to look up is therapy in nephrology and hypertension, and by Bailey. And we'll go to the next hour, and I'm not crazy because I know a lot. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew.